couple minutes early. We've received a few questions, and we want to make sure that we have time to address those. They definitely deserve some good consideration. But first, we're going to sing together, and we're going to sing number 223 in our Spiritual Songs hymn book. 223.
O God, whose wondrous name is love, whose grace has fashioned us anew, before thy face thou stands the Lamb, whose
for that fine singing, and really is such an expressive hymn. I often had thought previously in the end of the second verse that the poet kind of was not as dedicated to the poem as possible. You have that phrase, love divine, and then truth divine. It's kind of repetitive. You know, why couldn't you be a little bit more creative poetically? But what else can you say when I looked at it further? Love divine and truth divine. And in the third verse, his will, his truth, his love, his arm, all of these things he devotes to us until he wipes all tears away. And this is our hope as we address our next and our final theme today of this subject, encouragement for the discouraged. Moving forward, what do we do? And how do we put into reality the confidence that the Scriptures invite us to have in the love and truth of our God? Let's open with prayer, and then Mark Harris is going to lead us through the questions and also introduce today's topic. Let's pray. Our God, it's a beautiful expression of your faithful love. Your mercy endures forever. As we have sung these words, and it is a statement, a declaration of truth that we can carry with us, but we pray that it would not be merely a satchel full of interesting qualities, but that it would find a lodging place in our hearts, that we would really know you as the God who supports us, the God who instructs us, the God who cares. And we ask for your help as we continue on through our theme today. Thank you for those who have been gathering here to hear your word and that we can all share it together. And we pray for each one going home to ordinary circumstances. We've been here in unusual circumstances together. But we pray in ordinary circumstances that you would uphold us by your love. We pray in the name of the Lord Jesus. Amen.
Okay, we received several questions, and we're going to try and answer them as succinctly as possible. Mm-hmm. The first question is, if my depressive condition is physiological or biological, at what point do you seek medical intervention or the utilization of medicines to aid in helping that? Sam's going to handle that one.
All right. Well, my first response to that is that we should seek all healing comes from the Lord. That we should seek, first and foremost, guidance from the Lord. That he is the healer. If you look in the Gospels, you will see that people were brought to him and he healed them of all diseases. So first of all, we look to the Lord. There are quick verses in Proverbs 1, for the Lord gives wisdom, verse 6, the Lord gives wisdom, from his mouth can come knowledge and understanding. So we go to the Lord and ask him to guide us what to do. Then there's a verse in Proverbs 11, it says, where there is no counsel, the people fall. But in the multitude of counselors, there is safety. So all that is saying that we go to the Lord for guidance. We then seek help. If we get to the point where it is clinically relevant, to that point, my belief is you should seek professional help. Now, this is where then it can go off into different directions. We can talk about this after today's session, because it's a lot more to talk about. My personal preference is to start off in what's called non-pharmacologic approaches, which would mean lifestyle changes. In some cases, if we can regulate sleep, your diet, and then physical activity, you start there. Some physicians will start with that. If you can start with that and see if you can improve in those areas, give it a chance. And if that works, that may be all you need. But if you get to a point where you've done everything, all the lifestyle changes that are recommended, and you're still in need, I believe that it is wisdom. God has created many of the medicines that are there, available to us, are made from plants and things like that. Man has simply taken it and sort of synthesized things. But the reality is, I believe that if you get to that point, that it is not inappropriate for a Christian to be taking medication. So that's how I say it. Number one, you look to the Lord, that he is the healer, first and foremost. Then ask him to guide you to the right person. And then my view would be personally to take a non-pharmacologic approach, lifestyle changes first. And if that's not sufficient, then I will go to medication.